Blog Talk Radio. the program. I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise. We're now on Saturdays. We forget about all the evil in the world, and we talk about things that really matter to Americans, and that is sports. Brother X was supposed to call in tonight. However, he decided to call in right as the song was ending, so I will text him along the way, or he will figure it out. However, we do got some injuries. Viper, we do have Seth on board. Seth, my good friend, I'm going to get to you here in just a quick second. Viper's going to be a little bit late, but we do have some injuries. We got more injuries. The Cowboys, Diggs, he's out for the whole year. I did get a late-breaking text from Viper that Chubb tore the MCL, so it's not career-ending, which I don't know how that could not be. My knees have never been the same since I watched it. I still can't go up and down stairs now because of this. And it's not career-ending? Please. What, has he got rubber knees? Did you see that? It was sideways. It was bent over, yes, but it was bent over sideways. Not forward, but sideways. Which makes it, I mean, I don't know if it's going to make it worse or better, but it still can't be, you know, sideways is a little, you know, ow. That's all I'm saying. I'm sure he said ow a couple of times, too. Only in French. Well, anyway, let's bring Seth, my good friend. Seth, welcome aboard. Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday, everyone. How's it going, Skeet?
It's going good. It's going good. You know, we've still got some time before we do the picks. We do the picks about 30 minutes. After it gives us time to, you know, acclimate ourselves, talk about the week before and all of this. But before I forget, you know, with your, which I love this week in sports and I love sports trivia. I love any kind of trivia of any kind, but sports is just a lot of fun. Well, anyway, me and Brother X were looking over the games. We were looking over the games this week, and we were talking, and I looked at one game, and it just looked – I can't remember which one it was. We'll find it. And I said, it's a dud. I said, we're probably going to get, you know, a tie. And Brother X said, yeah, how about, you know, a 0-0 tie? And then we were saying, hey, wait a minute. Has there ever been a 0-0 tie? Well,
right.
I went and I did some digging. It's kind of interesting. So it kind of shows you how things, you know, used to be.
Mm-hmm.
There has been 73 games in pro football history that have ended in a 0-0 tie. However, the last time it happened was 80 years ago, meaning... You know, in modern, you know, even in the 50s, you know, 50s, you got to consider the 50s. That was really, you know, modern day football. That's where, you know, that's where you started having the helmets, you know, mm-hmm. and more of the face guards and the plays, you know, some of the trick plays and the different, the passing started coming to, and it also became a lot more popular. And I think they even had started doing television. I think the football game was one of the first televised shows in television history. I think it was a football game in New Jersey in like 1939 or something, if I
nice.
Remember correctly.
So the movie Heidi wasn't out yet.
No. But, you know, it just goes to show you that, you know, there's got to be a 0-0 tie at some point. Somebody's going to do it. And I can see where it could happen because if you've got two very well matched teams. The offenses are very well matched, and the defenses are very well matched. And the way the NFL has been manipulating these, I wouldn't say manipulating, it's the wrong kind of word, but I mean, when they schedule these games, a lot of times they're very close and they're done on purpose because you want to have a good game. You don't want to have, but sometimes the Chiefs are going to have to play, you know, teams that are just awful, and you're going to have a 14-point spread. But, you know, some of these teams that could be so well matched that, you know, a zero, just think about it, though, Seth. I want to get your opinion here, if I can ever shut up about it. But, I mean, you know, if you get a 0-0 tie, that actually says a lot about both teams, does it not?
I would say because the league is so different now as compared to when it first started, that the offenses on one side or another have to score something. And even 3 points is points. I think even with great defenses, I just don't see it possible anymore, and especially that with the overtime. Because you'd have to go 0-0 and 0-0 in overtime, and I think that's where it would get.
Well, look, we've seen it. How many times have we seen both kickers? Remember that game where Brother X picked Jacksonville over Buffalo?
Yeah, right.
You know, that was a ridiculous game. And Buffalo should have killed them like 40-0. And
right,
it ended
like
up being, what, 6-3? Yeah, yeah. Well, there was a lot of missed kicks in that game. That game should have been somewhere around 21-17 with kicks. It was just all kicks, you know? But there was a lot of missed kicks. But, I mean, the way they have these games that are very well matched, I think it is possible. And I would say that is a – I wouldn't say a pure, true contest, but, yeah, if neither team can score because both defenses are that good, and it's not saying that the offenses are bad. It's just saying these – you know, both teams are – you know, I mean, it would be
a
weird game. One for the books.
You know how you can bet. You know how you can bet literally on anything now in Vegas. I wonder.
Oh, yeah.
Take any game, whatever game that you want, and then just see what the odds are 0-0 final score. I imagine it has to be astronomical.
Well, you can't do it in right. You can't do it in the playoffs. But could you go 3-0 in the playoffs? That right there, if you put $100 down on 3-0 that you this team does it 3-0, you would be a friggin' Brazilianaire overnight, immediately. 3-0 in the Super Bowl, please.
I saw somebody last week put whatever money down that every single team or every single game would at least have a field goal. Or was it every team kicks at least one field goal? Every team or every – the guy won. But the odds were astronomical. I can't remember what he won on like a $10 bet, but it was ridiculous. Like who's going to say every team's going to kick a field goal in the same week?
Well, they all kick a field goal every week, most of them.
You know, I mean, you'd be surprised how many teams scored just 2 touchdowns and 2 extra points. You know what I'm saying?
Well, now you think about it. Yeah, you're right. There's always that one team
that just scored all touchdowns. There was no reason for even a field goal.
Well,
and in fact, the Lions had 4 touchdowns. They were the one team that could have screwed it up, and then they needed a field goal to go to overtime. That's how they hit it. That's how this dude won.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would love to see it. I really would. I would love to see a 0-0 tie just to say that
I
saw
just put
it
a dollar on it for every game for the rest of the season, just because if you ever do hit it, I'm sure you'd be a millionaire off of one, but I don't even know what the odds are.
Well, I bet it is. They probably have probably like 100 or 500 to 1. Because they probably don't even they probably don't even bother doing it because no one's ever going to get it. No one's stupid enough to make the bet. But I would be. I'd put a couple of bucks down every week.
Right.
You go into Vegas every Friday night. You get off work. You take your paycheck. You go to the bank. You cash it. You go there. You go to Vegas. You put $10 down, $20 down on a team. 0-0. If you hit it, oh, you quit your job. And you know, Monday mornings, hey boss, now I'm done. Now rich.
I mean, you got 32 teams in the league. If every team plays, that's a 16 game. So if you did $1 on every game, I don't know. It would just be hilarious. I'm the wheels are spinning in my own head. I might actually do this.
Actually, you
for
know what?
$16 at most?
Yeah, I was going to say $16 a week it would be. It would add up after a while.
Oh, most definitely. But if you ever hit once, payday. Like you said, the last time it's been done is since 80 years ago. and if anybody usually scores zero, it's the other team scored something, you know.
Let me see. I think, oh, as a matter of fact, I do remember, I think it is in here. Do you remember the teams? Can you name me one of those teams, or can you name them? I'm sure you should be able to name at least one of them.
Teams for what?
That scored the last time it did it, a 0-0 tie.
Ooh.
Was
Chicago Bears against the Cleveland Browns.
No,
it would be AFC and NFC there was no AFL. Yeah, so no, it has to
I will
be
give
two
you a hint.
Packers
give you a hint.
Against
okay.
Bears. Packers against Bears.
No. I'm going to give you a hint so you know whose teams were teams back then. Some teams weren't teams yet. Okay,
right.
This was November 7th, 1943. That's close to like D-Day.
Oh, okay. And then you had really limited teams because of World War II. So even like Philadelphia and Pittsburgh became the Steagles.
But I'll give you another hint. These two teams are still in the NFL with their same original names. Okay, let's bring Brother X on board here. Brother X, are you there?
Gotcha, brother.
Okay, we're talking about, remember we even talked about the 0-0 tie and we looked it up. Okay, so if you remember the names of the teams, don't say nothing. So
I don't remember.
Okay. Okay, well, all right. Okay, that's even gooder. So the most recent 0-0 tie came in November 7th. 1943 in a game played between these two teams. Now, these two teams still have their same original names. In 1943, they still have the same original names. They haven't changed their names. So,
did they change cities?
No.
No,
they have not. Ever. Never.
It wasn't
They've never
the Packers
changed.
And the Bears. Wasn't the Packers and the Bears.
No, it was not.
Boy. Because there was only so many teams during World War II.
Well, there was a lot less teams in the whole league, period.
Hey, we just did this the other day, and I honestly cannot remember.
Well, it's very interesting. Yeah, it's I kind of like it. The two teams combined for 9 first downs, 214 yards. And the game featured 77 running plays and 16 pass attempts. There was no overtime played, as the NFL wouldn't add the extra period for another 3 decades. So that didn't come, overtime didn't come until the 70s? Wow, okay. So getting back to these two teams, these are old teams. Now, wait a minute. I think we might have, hold on. We got Viper. And we got 9 minutes before we, Viper, welcome aboard. Happy Saturday.
Hey, sorry I'm late, but good to be here.
Okay, Viper. We got the Viper, we got Brother X, and we got Seth, and here it is. It started with me and Brother X talking, and that's all it takes for us to just start blasting off into Deep Space Nine. Well, anyway, never to say the less. We were wondering if there's ever been a 0-0 tie in the NFL. Well, it has been. The last one was November 7th, 1943. The two teams combined 9 first downs, 214 yards, and the game featured 77 running plays, 16 pass attempts. And they would not have overtime again until the 70s. So I've got the two teams. This is 1943. They're two teams. Can you guess the two teams? And both teams are still the same teams that they are today. They have not changed their cities or their names. So who are they?
Well, I would say one's got to be the New York Football Giants, right?
Yes, sir.
Anyone else on the other one?
Maybe the Rideout?
No, I just went through it. We looked it up. I had that information a couple of days ago, but as my brain works, it has been dismissed. I don't know who they are.
I think I heard very, very softly. Did Seth say the Lie-Downs?
That would make sense to have 0 points.
That would be correct. The New York Giants and Detroit Lions at Briggs Stadium in Detroit. So that was a home game.
And it was Briggs Field before it was Emmett Field or after Emmett Field?
I would say Briggs first.
Before.
This was, 1943.
Yeah.
There was probably about 10 people in the stands.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then me and Seth were talking about if you went and you put a buck down in Vegas, it's got to be an astronomical 1,000 to 1 at least. I mean, what if it's 10 grand to one and you get drunk and you put a $20 bill? Hey, please, I'm done. I'm going to buy Vegas now.
You're talking about a 0-0?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even after.
Yeah,
this is what I wanted to get you guys' opinion. Okay, you seem to be with Seth, but I think it's possible the way the NFL has been constructing these games where they are very, very, very closely matched in a lot of these games. Some of them are blowouts because there's nothing you can do about it. You know, the Chiefs have to play certain teams and other teams, you know, but I mean, I think it could be possible if you've got two teams where their both defenses are the same and their offenses are the same. And they have, you know, like Gladiators, it was a this counter that and that counter this. So if you have that exact thing, I mean, it's going to be difficult, but I think it would be something, one for the books, man, where you could get a 0-0 tie as long as it was a good game where you saw good things, you know, passing and running, unless it wasn't just sloppy. But real quick before we get to the picks, so, I mean, Viper, Brother X and Seth say it's not possible. I mean, am I the loon? Am I the loon of the group here? The rogue loon?
I don't think in the modern NFL with the quality of kickers, with the rules slanted to favor the offenses, I don't think it's possible in the modern day, but those are the reasons why I don't believe it.
Well, look, when Brother X, like I brought up, Brother X, when he picked Jacksonville over Buffalo, it was, what, 6-3 or some stupid thing, and there was about a million missed kicks. How many times have we seen these kickers miss? What if they all miss?
Well, I think the only way it could happen is if there's, like, a fluke weather condition, you know, like the you remember the game with the Patriots where the guy came with tractor and blew an area out for the kicker?
Yeah.
I mean, something like that where neither team can get anything going, you know?
Yeah, but I'm thinking more along the lines of if you've got two teams that are that equally matched, I think it, scientifically, I think, it, you know, as far as, you know, you've got two teams mathematically that are so equally matched, is it possible to have a complete 0-0 tie if the game is played the way it's supposed to be without any interruptions? I think it's possible.
Anything's possible, but I think it's highly improbable, yeah.
Well,
exactly.
Probably improbable.
The probability of improbability.
So someone's going to intercept and score, someone's going to get a pick six, or someone's going to pick up a fumble and scoop and score. I mean, if two teams are that even. Special teams, if you run a punt back, you know, anything.
Well, what if they're that bad? And see, that's what started because it was one of the games of the week, which we got to start on this, was the game just looked that bad. And I'm thinking, you know, and then Brother X said, it's probably 0-0. So anyway, we'll get to that game when we get to it. But anyway, last week, to recap, I ended up with 9. Brother X with 10. He had a good week. Brother X had a really good week. Seth, you were a little bit, you improved from last week. You're at 8. Viper,
I'm going to take Tennessee too. So.
Well, Viper, you and me tied at 9. Viper is still ahead at 20. Me and Brother X are at 19, and Seth is at 15. So we still got a race here. It's early. Anything can happen. So, Seth, you got the odds stuff ready?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. Now, first game. This is Atlanta, which me and Brother X are both really impressed with the way Atlanta has been playing. Now, they haven't really been playing teams that are really, 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 really good. Well, Detroit, I don't know what the hell happened in Seattle, but I knew Seattle is that kind of a team. And Detroit is the kind of a team that wins when they're not supposed to and loses when they're not supposed to. Well, that's what Seattle does. So you put those two teams together, you are guaranteed that any pick you pick, you're going to lose. Well, I picked Detroit. Everybody did, and, well, we all lost. So I think Detroit kind of learned a little bit, and they're playing Atlanta, even though I do like the way Atlanta is going. Seth, what are the numbers on this game? I kind of like this football game, actually, and they're in Detroit.
The Atlanta Falcons are playing at Ford Field against the Detroit Lions, and the Lions are the favorites with 3 points, and the over-under is 46.5.
So we got at least, 3 touchdowns. I think I like that. And then another goal or so. But I got to go Detroit on this only because I think and Detroit really didn't look that bad. I don't know why Seattle won. Look, me and Brother X, we know because we're from Seattle. Brother X, am I wrong? Seattle should probably not have won that game, but they did.
That,
and they played pretty
good. Montgomery fumble killed Detroit.
Yep.
That Montgomery fumble killed Detroit. That game was over after that fumble.
Yep. And sometimes that's all it takes. That's all it takes is one fumble, and that's it. But
I'll disagree with that. And the only thing I'm going to say is the odd thing about that game, I'm not questioning Dan Campbell, but the thing we love about Dan Campbell is he's a risk taker. You know, he's going to make that play, that fake fumble against Kansas City in Arrowhead, the fake punt, and go for a fourth and three first down. He's going to be that guy. The only cool thing I question in that game is why wasn't he that guy right before the end of the game when he
right.
could have gone for a first down and kicked the field goal instead? That's the only thing that doesn't fit well with me because
according
then it boiled down to a coin toss.
I listened to Jared Goff talk in the local Detroit station, and Jared Goff had said that he didn't want to leave a lot of time on the clock for Seattle, so it was about time clock management at that point. That was what Jared Goff said.
And I can see it to a certain degree, but the thing I don't like about that call is whatever offense that day gets the ball first was going to score. I mean, Seattle wasn't stopping Detroit, and Detroit wasn't stopping Seattle. And so why leave it to chance on a coin toss? That's all I'm saying. I mean, great comeback.
Well, you know what, Viper, when you brought up risk-taking, I like those kinds of guys that'll take a risk and totally take the other team completely off guard. And sometimes that's really all it takes. And sometimes I think he was trying to put his team in a position where, hey, you get thrown overboard, you got to sink or swim. If you sink, you're dead.
Yep.
If you swim, you know, you get to live. So, you know, kind of a test to his team. And, well, they realize, hey, you know, and I'm sure practice was a little tough this week in Detroit. And that's fine. I think they're going to come back. It might be a revenge tour, revenge week. But still, I like the way Atlanta is playing, but I think Detroit at the end of so let's see. Brother X, where are you on this? Brother X? Oh, there you are. Brother X.
Yeah, I apologize. I had another phone call.
Okay, well, anyway, who are you on this? Atlanta in Detroit?
As we spoke, as you had described, we both do like the way Atlanta is playing. There's no question. They're doing their thing, and I get it, and I appreciate it. But so are the Lions. They, in my book, they're a better team.
So you pick a
Can I ask Brother X a question?
Yeah.
Please.
If Seattle was playing Atlanta this week after you had just played Detroit last week, do you think Atlanta would beat you?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, I don't even understand.
I agree. I kind of agree because Seattle is a different kind of team. The other team and follow them, you know their idiosyncrasies or idiocracies, whatever you call it, idiotic.
they're idiosyncrasies.
Yeah, idiotic syncrasies. That's what the word I was trying to spit out.
Let me step back for just a second. Seth, what were you trying to get at there? Maybe I didn't understand the question.
You're saying Atlanta is a good team, Detroit's a good team, da-da-da, but Seattle just beat Detroit. If Seattle was going to play Atlanta, would you fear Atlanta? How would you really look at this? Because Seattle just beat Detroit, and you're already thinking Atlanta might be able to beat Detroit. So you're saying Seattle would probably definitely beat Atlanta.
No. Good observation, but no, that's not where I'm going. My point
is, Brother X, you Detroit, not Atlanta.
Correct. Yeah, I picked Detroit.
Oh, okay.
But my whole thing is Atlanta is playing well, considering what they were expected to do. Can we agree on that?
To a certain point, yes.
Okay.
They play teams that they're matched up against. I mean, very well matched teams, and they played what they were supposed to.
Seattle is apples and oranges every week. I mean, you can't count on them.
Right.
But if they played Atlanta tomorrow,
Seattle used to have a great defense. Okay. Russell Wilson kind of carried the team to a certain point, but he had a great cast around him with his wide receivers, his running backs. So when you look at Seattle the last 2 years, you can say whatever you want about Geno Smith. Well, that's a whole nother ballgame and conversation. But if you look at Lockett and DJ Metcalf, first of all, you're not only talking about two great receivers, you're talking about probably wide receiver one on almost any other team. They're probably combined top two in the top five.
They're a one and a 1A.
Metcalf never has a bad game, ever.
No, it's unbelievable the offensive weapons that are available in Seattle, that all you need is a quarterback that doesn't turn it over. And you're going to – you went to the playoffs last year based upon that theory.
Well, you say what you want about Geno, and listen, I'm a hater. I don't like the man. I don't like him at all. But he's not crapping all over the field. He's doing a job, not the job, but a job. He's fulfilling – his obligation.
He got thrown there and all the weirdness of the Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson situation, whatever. So he just got thrown in there. And to me personally, I think the guy has done a spectacular job for what he was
going to say spectacular, but
and how much you gave him and what you even expected from him. I think he's a great fit. And I think it makes it where Seattle, if you're making the playoffs with Geno Smith, now if you can keep somehow that nucleus and then you bring in kind of that bigger name that's done with the market or this or that, oof, now you guys are back in NFC championship mode.
Too late. It's not going to happen.
Anyway, do we got to get the boys were discussing Atlanta and Detroit. So you're going on the line
to Seattle.
Yeah. You're going lie downs, right? You have to be.
Oh, no, I'm going the Falcons all the way. I like the moves that Bijan Robinson had. He looks like Madden 2038 accelerated. Detroit's defense is a little suspect. They don't really have the chemistry yet. And Montgomery going down really puts a really big transition. And Detroit still not having Jameson Williams as one of those guys as a wide receiver. I think the Falcons win on the road by 4.
So that might explain then, I like your analysis. So that would explain the point spread, 2.5?
It is 3 points.
3.
Okay. So, okay, that's still relatively pretty close.
When it opened up, Skeet, it was 5.5 Detroit when it opened
up. Okay. I guess I can understand it. Well, I just think that I'm hoping, it's a hope and prayer, Detroit figured it out. They had a very good practice. Piper, what's your inside dope on
the man that lived in Georgia for a while? In Atlanta? ATL?
Yeah, this was a tough game to predict. If it was a week ago, I'd easily go Detroit. I'm worried about Detroit in this game for a couple of reasons. Their defense, I think a lot of the problems they had against Seattle was because they suffered some injuries on defense. I think if Montgomery stays healthy, I think Detroit wins that game. I like the way Bijan Robinson's running the ball. I do not think Desmond Ritter's all that effective. I think it doesn't take an offensive or defensive genius to figure out. You stop the running game in Atlanta, you basically stop the offense and put it on Desmond Ritter. The thing I don't like is the injury-riddled Lions right now. And I don't care what team you are, when you lose key players, that makes it hard to be as competitive as you want. If they're healthy, Detroit wins this game easy going away at home. I'm going to go with Detroit, but I'm not confident with it.
Yeah, but Viper, just along that same logic, was the Lions win week one Thursday night good because the Chiefs didn't have Chris Jones or Travis Kelce, right? I mean, can't we say the same thing?
I think everyone has said the same thing. But at the end of the day, what that tells you is it doesn't matter who you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Super Bowl champion or you're the worst team in the league, when you don't have your starters in, you're not as good. And that makes you suspect. I still think Detroit wins for a couple of reasons. Number one, they have a much better passing game. They can come from behind if they need to. Atlanta's going to have to play as a front runner. Number two, Atlanta's got 2 wins against non-playoff teams. Detroit is 1-1 and should have won against Seattle. And the Chiefs, obviously Super Bowl champions, Seahawks playoff team. And three, third down conversions for Atlanta are among the worst in the league, and Detroit's among the best. So that's why I think Detroit is gonna eke this one out. I think they cover the spread, but not by much.
All right.
Well, that's cool. All right.
We got to go to the next game. Otherwise, we'll talk about this for another hour.
I know. Well,
seriously,
you know, but
going
to
a whole different direction. Stop
I know,
me now.
But I mean, but Atlanta and Detroit, and, you know, you could make an argument for both teams, and you could be legitimate. I mean, they're just going to have to play it out. And we're just going to have to see.
Oh, it's going
to
be a fun one to watch.
I think so. I really do. The next one, this is Buffalo in Washington. Now, Buffalo, this could be the game that gets them off their shine. And if it doesn't, then I don't want anything to do with Buffalo anymore. They're dead to me. I'm going to Elvis Presley them. They're Elvis. They have to win this game. What are the numbers on this, Seth?
The Buffalo Bills, the Beef, are playing against the Washington Commanders, formerly the Washington Football Team, formerly the Washington Redskins, who are at home getting 6 points, and the over-under is 43.
Yeah, I kind of go. I got to go Beef hands down. Brother X, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to give them this last chance, and believe me, this is it.
Oh, me too.
You can't win this game. Season pack up your stuff and stay in Buffalo and eat wings, man. That's all you can.
Well, hey, you know what though? I mean, I don't want to, but all I'm saying is Washington is that kind of a team that if you
No.
I'm saying that Washington is the kind of team that you blink, they will take advantage of it. So if Buffalo doesn't blink and they just stay focused, they don't have to really do too much. They don't need to really, you know, they don't need to do too much. Just don't get in trouble and don't drop the ball. You drop the ball, I guarantee you Washington will take advantage of you. They're that, a sneaky team. But I can't see Buffalo losing this game. I don't care where they're playing it. So, Brother X, you're going the beef too, right?
I'm going to play the beef.
All right. Seth.
And I can't even say I'm even happy about it right this minute, but I'm happier taking them than I am Washington. It just seems like, man, you better do something. You guys better do something.
Well, Seth, you got the beef on this, right?
Absolutely not. I have the football team, and on top of it, I saw an interview just this last week, and what's the kid that on the defense? Is it Chase Young?
For who?
For
Washington?
Yeah. The guy that's just used, I think he was from Ohio State or something, defensive line.
Yeah, edge rusher, yep. Chase Young, yep.
Yeah, Chase Young. He was, him and the quarterback were on this interview and whatever with the reporter. When you watch sports and you see people as they develop, even as young people, before they're really like even 18, and then to where they're at as like full-grown men. And once you're in the pros for a couple years and you don't have to fake not going to those college classes, you eat like good, you work out good, you make incredible money, you get big. I saw how big he is. I'm like, oh, Josh Allen. He's going to have two sacks, though.
264 pounds. That is, and you
and
know
lying about his weight, dude. He's lying about his weight. How did you say 364 or 264?
No, he's 6'5", 264. Well, he's probably lying a little bit, but anyway, he is not only big but lean, so he can move
faster. He's 295. He's 295. I'm just telling you, he's lying low for a reason.
Wow, they got it.
Yeah,
you're talking Chase Young.
No, you can lie on all, and Viper will tell you, everybody lies about their height and their weight. Or at least they used to, unless they standardize this now and made it like a legal thing.
Well, I remember linemen used to lie about they were 298 and said no one wanted to be over 300. Well, now, I mean, you can't be in the line unless you're 300 pounds, you know, so.
Unless you're a defensive end.
Yeah, but anyway, real quick, Seth, you've got Washington.
Washington. I'm going with Washington, and now you need Viper's pick.
Yeah, we need Viper, but does Seth have a point? I mean, if I was in Vegas and I just found, like Jerry Seinfeld, just found a $20 bill in my pocket.
No. The beef, I told people years ago, I said they have a window. Your window is now closed. And this is going to be the first year where you're going to realize it's closed. And Stephon Diggs, no matter what, will not be on this team next year. That I can already tell you going into week three.
All right. So Viper, Seth is very strong, very adamant about Washington. Do you feel anywhere near?
I do think that the Commanders have benefited from Chase Young coming back. I mean, there's no question he's a game changer, the difference maker. Is he the equalizer? I don't know on this game. I mean, I think he's definitely been a catalyst to get in the Commanders to be more competitive. Sam Howell needs to be recognized too. I mean, he's you know, a serviceable quarterback. He's got four TDs to one interception. He's managing and running the offense, so he's not, sure as heck, not hurting Washington at all. I think there's just too much talent on the side for Buffalo. You know, I think they're going to, because they're coming off a big win last week. They're obviously feeling a lot more confident.
Believe it or not, there's going to be a lot of Buffalo Bills fans at this game because the game is so closely approximated.
Yeah, and that's true. It's going to be a lot of Bills fans. Get all those L's in there. But, yeah, it's. I just think that Buffalo's starting to put – they're starting to get comfortable, starting to put together on offense. They got a little bit too many weapons. And, you know, I'm not sure Washington's really beaten anyone good. But, you know, I think the odds have to go with Buffalo. And I think it's not going to be – it could be close early, but I think it's going to pull away late like they did the last game.
I think it's going to be a weird last-second touchdown play for Washington to win by one with an extra point in the fourth game. Like, it's going to be – like, no, Buffalo is not a joke. This is going to be a fun game to watch. But is there one team that could wipe out the other team? Buffalo could wipe out Washington. I will never tell you that Washington will wipe out Buffalo. If Washington won 38-9 game and that was the real score, I would still tell you I would not have predicted that. So,
well, look.
One thing we can all agree, if Josh Allen doesn't make the mistakes.
The Egyptian and Roman Empire, man. You're just watching it die and there's nothing you can do.
Buffalo, I mean, we saw him take a little dive last year, and they got it back. They got too much talent on the team. I think they're turned around. I think they're, you know.
With that, everybody roots for the Beef. Who doesn't love the Beef?
No, I know,
everybody,
but I mean, anyway, we got to get going. This is Denver in Miami. This should be an easy game. Denver, I don't care what you do. You're not winning much this year. You cannot be expected to win anything. And, look, Wilson's just not getting it done. And my boy Stidham, and I predicted it, it's got to be around week five. And Stidham, he's going to take the job, and Denver's going to start to win. But they're not winning this week. Seth, what are the numbers? Denver in Miami.
The Denver Broncos, my favorite football team, versus the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins are giving away 6.5 points, and the over-under is 48.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Miami is just...
And it opened at 5.5, so it even increased by a point. So they're saying almost it takes a touchdown and an extra point for Denver to beat that, you know.
No. Look, I think you're going to get Peyton's going to get to a point. He's going to have to do something. Wilson, but I mean, what can he do? I mean, Wilson's, I don't know, what was his contract? It was a
good,
It's a four-year
money just to say goodbye. It's a lot of money.
It was too long. too long and too much money. Let's put it that way.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think it's 4 years. They own him for 4 years, I think, isn't it? Let me see.
Yeah. 4 years from the trade, yeah. So we're in year three still.
So you just brought in a coach that got kicked out of the league, that wants to do his own system, and then a quarterback that no one wanted on the team and he wanted the money, and you got them combined now. And everybody thought this was going to be chemistry, what you call in the locker room. I'm just asking as a layman.
Wow.
Well, and I'll tell you, we all don't feel very confident about Russell Wilson right now for a variety of personal biases. Okay? I don't think anyone likes the guy anymore. He's not Mr. Popular. You know, he's got a bad image now. But let me tell you something. He's got a 108.5 quarterback rating, 5 TDs on 1 interception in 2 games for 485 yards. Okay, we can say what we want about Russell Wilson, but the numbers don't lie. He's not playing.
Well, That Hail Mary at the end helped. But, yeah,
true.
Go on.
But, yeah, I think Denver's problem is they don't have a running game. Denver has no running game. That's the problem.
Well, Russell Wilson is 5 years. 242. Well, the thing about Wilson, yeah, he's not really, really stinking up the joint, but he's not lighting the fire either, and that's his role. You know what I mean? He's not getting that fire going, and that's what his need. He's not being the leader. He's just being the quarterback. He's just another player on the team.
Sean Payton is an NFL coach that has won a Super Bowl. So no matter what anybody says about him as an NFL coach, he has that on his resume. Russell Wilson, as a quarterback, has won a Super Bowl on his resume.
And he choked on another one. It was his call to make that
stupid.
You don't pass the ball. Come on.
Trust me, I know exactly where
it is. The half-yard line, you got –
No, but you have some big bucks that are just butting heads and they're rutting. And you know what? They didn't need to, but maybe this will make them a better team in the long run. Like, hey, I'm stuck with you. You're stuck with me. And you know what? Let's learn from each other. And maybe this is what needed to happen to Denver for Denver to be better. Which really sucks for me to even say, because they are my least favorite team on this planet.
Well, no, he's not being the leader. He's just filling a billet. He's just playing that position. That's all he's doing. He needs to light that fire, and it ain't going to happen. And, well, we'll find out. They're going to lose. Miami's going to murderate him. What would you say the spread was? 6 points? 6.5?
6.5.
That's
no,
it?
No.
Oh, please. Come on.
Oh, no. And the thing is Tua with Miami, when he doesn't have a concussion, and you got Waddles and you got Tyreek Hill, forget about everybody else on the offense. I mean, that's 250 yards guaranteed passing. Guaranteed. No matter what.
No Hill is...
You. No one.
No, if Tua is healthy and Hill is, you know, being Hill, game over.
No, and I know a lot of things that people say against left-handed quarterbacks and shorter quarterbacks and whatever. No, Tua is special. He can get out there. He can do whatever his thing is and just make things happen. And he knows these guys are so fast that he can overthrow a ball, and they are the only person that can catch up to it. And that's
okay,
why he does
Well, we are running way behind. We got Brother X.
We got this.
I know. Okay, Brother X, can you hear us?
Professional.
Can you hear us back again? He had to call back in. Can you hear us?
Got back in. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Seth, are you going Miami?
100%.
Okay. Viper. Denver or Miami?
I bet against them twice and lost twice. I'm going with them this week.
All right, good go.
Russell Wilson lighted up.
Boy, wait a minute. You're not going Denver, Piper.
No, I bet against Miami and lost twice.
Oh,
last 2 weeks.
Oh.
I'm going with Miami.
Oh, okay.
I'm going with Miami. This
five TDs. Career day.
All right, next game, Houston in Jacksonville. Yeah, I got to go Jacksonville on this. I mean, this is Houston. Real quick, Seth, what are the numbers on this?
The Houston Texans are playing against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars at home are giving away 7.5 points to Houston, and the over-under is 43.5, and I think that's only because they don't think Houston's going to score that many points.
Well, we'll find out. Viper, what's your take on this? We'll reverse the order here. I'll give everybody a chance to talk here. What's your take on this? I mean, Houston, I know they've been trying to huff and puff, but Jacksonville, I know you had that loss, but Jacksonville, fine, you're going to lose some, but they're in Jacksonville. I mean, I don't think there's a hope and a prayer for Houston, but I'm not an expert, so help me out on this. I mean, is there an opportunity that Houston could sneak out a win?
It's possible, but unlikely. I mean, C.J. Stroud's not playing terrible, but I just don't think he's got the weapons in Houston that the Jaguars have. And they're favored by 7.5 for a reason. I'm buying the Jaguars on this one. I think they even cover the spread. No, I'm not worried about this game at all. This is Jacksonville all the way.
Yep, I agree. Seth, where are you at? Jax.
Oh, it's Jag. Go on to somebody else.
All right.
Yep.
Brother X, you know you love your Jacksonville when you've been drinking.
That was a few years ago, my friend. But I'm going to just go common sense here.
Still one of the best picks of all time.
No, that was stupid luck, and it was alcohol-induced, I'm sure.
It was a game of field goals. Of course it was.
Brilliant.
All right, I'm going to just common sense this one. Jacksonville, easy.
Anyway, next one should be common sense, unless you never know. This is Indianapolis in Baltimore.
No.
So, Seth, what are the numbers on this one? I don't like either one of these right now, but
it's still always so weird when I see logos. To this day, and when I saw the logos, immediately I wanted to say the Baltimore Colts, and then I was going to date my age, and I was like, oh my gosh. So the Indianapolis Colts are playing against the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are giving away 8 points, and the over-under is 43.5.
Yeah, I don't know who said that Richardson was out, but yes, he is. And Minshew is going to be coming in.
Probably better.
But is it going to be enough to beat Baltimore?
No.
I don't think
so.
I don't
think
so. Well, no. I mean, can I ask one honest question before everybody starts to answer and do their own thing? But as a starting quarterback, Anthony Richardson was going to go into week 3 as a rookie. Minshew has been in the league, has done this and that, and done very well wherever he's been. Isn't this a quarterback upgrade in this situation, in this game? I'm just asking for a friend.
I think a little bit.
I think you've got a wonderful question there. I believe it's a straight line. I don't believe you went up or down.
Okay, no, that's a fair. That's a fair assessment, right? You're not – this is the Indianapolis Colts with or without this kid, but it didn't, like, take us down a notch either. I see it. But Baltimore right now is playing at – so anyways, yeah, you guys talk before I make my pick.
Brother Ash, I think you already said it.
I don't need to talk. It's the Ravens, no question.
Yeah. And Seth, it's got to be Ravens.
Oh, no. Now the Colts, I don't want to disrespect them. And you know what? If they win this game, I will totally not disbelieve it. But right now, Baltimore is on this kind of mission that everyone has disrespected us and forgot about us. And they're just gathering up wins. And they're at home. So I'm going with them.
All right. Real quick, before we bring Viper, looks like Lou, not Joe, but Lou's on board. Lou,
not Joe.
Board.
Right.
I don't know where that came from, but anyway, I apologize. Seth, you're going Baltimore.
Right.
Now, Viper, where are you at on this?
Oh, I'm rarely if ever going to buy the Colts. I mean, even with Richardson in or out, no Jonathan Taylor. I mean, the Ravens have got the defensive side of the ball covered. They got the offensive side covered. So the second highest point spread of any game this week, Ravens all day long.
Yep.
May I butt in for 1 second? This is Brother X. May I?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, don't count those Colts out, Viper, completely. No, don't expect them to be in the Super Bowl or maybe even the playoffs, but don't count them out. They're playing ball. That's all I got to say. That's it.
I disagree.
I'm with you probably, but I'm just not counting them out.
Well, they might have them.
You can't. I'm telling you, this is going to be a better game than what people think. Baltimore is going to have to earn this if they win this. I'm just saying that.
No, that's where I'm going. I think the Colts are not – you can't just walk on them.
No, and I think one of the things that has happened besides the quarterback situations with the Colts for the last 5 years is Leonard, the defensive linebacker for that team, he is one of the best linebackers when he's playing, you know, when he's healthy in the league, and no one knows about him. And it's so hilarious. It is so hilarious. When you watch him in the game, you were like, I do not want to play against that guy. Period. Done.
All right. We got sidetracked with Atlanta and Detroit, so we're a little bit behind, and we're going to catch up. Lou, where are you on this, Indianapolis or Baltimore?
I go to the Ravens.
All right. All right, Seth. This is the hapless Chargers against the hapless Vikings. Give us – I mean, you want to talk about a 0-0 tie. This is just ridiculous. I'm so disappointed in both of these teams because both of these teams are not that bad, but they're playing like crap. Anyway, I don't want to try because we're going to run out of time. So go ahead. Give me those numbers.
No, but the irony here is unless this is a tie, one of these teams is going to start off 0-3, which how many people projected this? Nobody. So
oh, my God. These two, no way.
The Los Angeles Chargers are playing against the Minnesota Vikings. And Chargers are getting 1 point on the road. And The over-under is 54.
So what was that again? I was typing. I missed. What was the numbers real quick?
The L.A. Chargers on the road at Skoda are getting 1 point, and the over-under is 54.
Oh, that's right. I mean, this is a pick-up. I mean, this is a sloppy game. Both teams slop.
Yeah.
Both teams
are supposed to always win every game.
Right. But do you give the home field? Do you give the home field to Minnesota? I mean, they could charge
it. But that's the job of it. That could be the bigger choke. Right? The choke team, what's the bigger choke? The choke team playing together, and then the home team choke, because that's the bigger choke.
I'm going to go the first tie of the year. Wait a minute. Who's got their TV on? It's way loud.
That's me. I rolled up my windows. I'm in a competition.
Oh, whoops. Anyway, I'm going to go with a tie. Now, I don't know if it's going to be 0-0, but these two teams, I don't know what the hell to do with, and there's no way I can make a legitimate pick in my mind to feel good about. I can pick either one. I'm going a tie. And again, on the show, it's worth 2 points. So, Brother X, where are you on this?
I'm almost throwing the towel in on this one. Does Cousins come out and just do his Cousins stuff, or does he do a miraculous I dream a genie, wiggle the nose, bewitched thing?
Same with Herbert.
Yeah, I know. Does he come out and they don't let me in the locker room. I don't know. I gotta go. You know, I'm all right. Yeah, I'm just gonna do it. Chargers. Am I wrong?
Right.
Yeah. Maybe 50-50. It's a flip the coin thing.
Yeah,
it's a flip the coin.
So, Seth, where are you on this? I know you love the Bolts, and I know you love the Scrotums.
Well,
hey, first of all,
I have never on pitching or catching. But,
can I break in for a second, Seth?
I'm going to go with the Bolts.
All right. Now that I got a second, I have never heard them called Minnesota.
No, Seth's been calling him that forever.
I have never heard that.
He calls him that. He's been doing that for years. Yeah, forever.
That is stupid funny. Stupid.
I believe you've never heard
of. You don't want to know the original teams that I grew up with that my dad made me be a Detroit Lions fan. And I was like, okay, that's Tampax, that's Minnesota. And they were the Minnesota Bike Queens.
I've heard Bike Queens. I've heard probably everything. Yeah. But I've never heard Minnesota.
Anyway, guys, I know we want to talk. I know we do, but we are running dangerously. We're gonna have some more time, but we got to get through. Viper, where are you on this? Chargers in Minnesota.
Sorry, I got.
I'm amazed that two quarterbacks who are putting up phenomenal numbers and are not losing games to their team. I'm surprised these two teams are 0-2. Whoever's gonna be 0-3 is gonna be the best 0-3 team we've seen in years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go Minnesota only because they're at home.
that was another idea of the pick. Literally.
Yeah,
that's
Lou.
A good pick. That's a good pick.
What do you do? What do you do with
you
this mess?
You still own team.
Well, it does seem like a lost cause for both teams, but I do think someone's gonna come out with the win here. I'm gonna say Minnesota by a slight margin. They got me saying Minnesota.
All right, I'm going to go with a tie, and I think I'm going to surpass Viper this week with that tie being 2 points. We might get the first 0-0 tie. Anyway, this next game could be a good game, too. This is New England in New York Jets. Now, does New England get their first win? New England could go 0-3.
Yeah.
And then you got to decide. Yeah. Look, do we replace Belichick? You can't do it now. But is it getting time for him to go? Is it Belichick? I mean, all these questions are going to start coming out. I know. Nobody wants to jump that gun. Nobody wants to say it. But I mean, they're going to have to start talking about it. Is all
Belichick's
I'm saying.
Belichick's not the problem. Belichick's not.
There's
the
no.
Problem.
No, he's not. There's no talent. But
I disagree.
You know how teams are.
I disagree.
You know how teams are. They always got to, you know. Well, anyway, again, we can't help ourselves. We do. We could have a 12-hour show and still not have enough time. Anyway, yes. Seth, real quick, what are the numbers? New England in New York Jets.
The New England Patriots are actually giving away 2.5 points against the New York Jets, and the over-under is 36.
Well, you know, I could see the Jets actually coming out and winning this game. I really could. But I could also see New England doing this. So let's reverse. Viper, I know you've got a lot of faith in Belichick, and I do. Brother X has lost all that love and feeling. But this is a good game, I think, for both teams, though. Really, I think this is a pretty well-matched game. But who comes out on top and why or how?
Well, I'll tell you what. I originally, when I looked at this game, I was dreading it because, I mean, I don't – it's a tough game to call. But I'm going to go with the numbers on this. When I look at the numbers, it's not a close game. The reason it's close is because we're shaky with Belichick and New England right now, and we were still buying the Jets beginning of the season. We haven't understood that Rodgers is done. And we haven't figured that out yet. Listen to these numbers, okay? Points allowed per game, roughly the same. They're 17th and 15th in the league. Yards per game, 14th in the league for New England, 30th for the Jets. Passing yards per game, 6th in the league, 30th for the Jets. Rushing yards, a little bit of an edge to the Jets. Time of possession, 32nd in the league for the Jets. They're dead last in time of possession. Third down efficiency, big one. 40%, 14th in the league for New England, 31st in the league for the Jets. I don't know why I thought this was going to be close, but now I don't think it's going to be close anymore. I'm going New England because the numbers just tell me that.
All right, I like that analysis. Did help me in my decision because I'm still contemplating. Seth, where are you at? New England or the Jets?
I'm going to go with a whole different reaction. It's called gut. I'm going
Jets.
Yep.
All right, Brother X.
Yeah. I you talked about it. I've lost that loving feeling for Bill. I think he's done. I think the guy doesn't give a crap anymore. And, okay, I get that. I honestly get that. He's done. He just doesn't want to play ball anymore. So let's get past that. Now, the Jets I never really did have a whole lot of faith in anyways, even with Rodgers. But they are stacked. They have got every other position covered.
They're just not playing.
There is nothing they're missing. But I also think Belichick's he's a mastermind, put it that way. I think he comes out this time, because he's not about to be 0-3. It's just no chance. So I'll take
he knows what to do. He's a nightmare for Zach Wilson. He knows every fault Zach Wilson has. Yeah, I agree.
He knows every fault of his kindergarten teacher.
This is what makes sense. And everything should happen being aligned by the stars. But you know what?
I know. Probably amazing.
All these AFC East games that I've seen the best Patriots teams lose to the worst Jets teams and the worst Miami teams because Jets, just the way it is, they play it twice a year. They know you every year. They know all your crap, all your trick plays, everything. So, good luck. Yeah,
right, Lou?
Yeah, this tough meal.
All right, where are you on this? Yeah. New England or J-E-T-S?
Here come the Jets. I got to say they're gonna beat him. I mean, how many times he was in the same team in a row? And remember, this is not Tom Brady's Patriots team anymore. So I think I'm going to give this victory to the Jets.
All right, I like it. Well, I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to. I can see this, and I can't do two ties. So I'm going to go New England. I don't want to see them go 0-3. But if New England goes 0-3, I mean, that's it. I mean, it's going to be a completely different story next week.
This game really could be a tie. It'd be crazy.
This might be the tie. This might be the tie I'm looking for.
I'm changing my pick to a tie.
All right.
Good one.
Yeah,
oh.
I'm doing it.
I like it.
No.
I like it. Hey, look.
Yeah.
36.
It's the lowest pick game in points total.
This is going to be an ugly game.
I can see it.
Absolutely.
No. Yeah. And I've lived in the New York market. It's horrible. It's like, oh, hey, it's only this time framing the Jets. And the Jets ain't playing. You ain't watching the game. Oh, and it's only this time framed for the Giants. And the Giants ain't playing. You ain't watching. And you're like, I live in New York City. What the F, mother? F up.
So, next game, New Orleans in Green Bay. I think it's a well-matched game. I'd love to see New Orleans win, but I don't know. Green Bay looks – so what are the numbers on this, Seth?
This is actually an interesting game. The New Orleans, Saints, the Aints, are playing against the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. The Packers are giving away 1 point, and the over-under is 42, so it's pretty low.
Well, again, another pick'em, basically. You can see a tie in this one, too. I mean, we could have three freaking – remember that 1 week a few years ago where we had, three ties? Like week one, or it was like week two, or something
No. I'm going to ask people one question real quick before they respond. When was the last time that New Orleans was relevant as a playoff team? Really? As a playoff
2005.
Team? Well,
and we beat them. Seattle beat them.
Yeah. What was the quarterback's name?
Well, he's retired.
No. So the whole thing is New Orleans has been kind of a playoff team for a long time, and they're just missing that one quarterback. Jameis Williamson or whatever his name is. This or that. But now Derek Carr might take you there, dude. You don't know. You don't know.
Well,
and
anyway,
gets, New Orleans, and
Seth. Though we real quick, I know we want to talk, but I'm trying to catch us up so we can talk about some of the other games coming up later. Let's go, Brother X. New Orleans in Green Bay.
Ah, shoot. do I want or do I pick the winner?
I know. This is tough for me, too.
Yeah, I want New Orleans to win the game. But I'm just going to have to go. Green Bay at home is always nothing you can do. It's just tough. So Green Bay at home.
Well, it's not a bad pick. Seth, where are you on this? New Orleans or Green Bay?
Yeah, this is a really hard pick game.
It is. It's not easy.
No, it's Derek Carr is an experienced quarterback. He came into this organization. He has weapons like you can't believe. He's going to wipe out Justin Love as a rookie. So I'm going New Orleans.
I do like your pick. And Viper, New Orleans, 2-0, Green Bay. Is Carr going to...
1-1.
They're 1-1. I'm not taking him to... I'm not giving him to the Super Bowl, but he's showing he's at least being a little competitive, or that I've seen. And that's not much. It's just what I see on the red zone. I mean, what do you do with this game? I think it's a well-matched game, and I think it's going to be a hard-fought game. Either team could win, whoever wants it the most.
I would probably pick New Orleans because I think, you know, them being 2-0 and they battle in some close games. They know how to play the close game and win the close game already. I think they're a little bit better defensively than Green Bay, but Green Bay gets Aaron Jones and Christian Watson back from injury this week, and those are the weapons I think that are going to give Jordan Love a little bit of an edge. Listen to this. I mean, bottom line is Jordan Love is 6 TDs, 0 INTs, a 118 rating in 2 games. Derek Carr is 80.2, 1 TD, 2 interceptions. I mean, Jordan Love right now is out playing Derek Carr, plain and simple. And getting 2 weapons back that are critical to Green Bay at Lambeau, at home, I think I like the Saints, but I think their luck runs out this week.
All right, that's a nice pick. Lou, where are you on this game here?
It's a tough call, but I think I'm going to go with the Packers.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still torn on this. Well, let's go with my gut, and I'll just go New Orleans. But look, if Green Bay wins, and I understand what you're saying, Viper. I mean, does Carr's luck run out? Well, at some point it will. So we'll find out. All right, next game, Tennessee in Cleveland.
God, I hate that game.
I don't like this game either, but it could be a good football. I think it's well matched. What are the numbers on this, Seth?
Tennessee and Cleveland?
Yeah.
Tennessee against Cleveland. Cleveland is giving away 3.5 points, and the over-under is 39.5.
All right, let's go reverse here. Viper, what do we realistically do with this one here? Because I really don't know. I mean, I got a little bit of faith in Cleveland. I didn't last week. You did. You saw it. And I should have done it. I knew I should have done it, but against my better judgment. I don't really have a lot of faith in Tennessee. I do like that rumor, though, that you heard of Henry coming over. Where was he going to go again? Oh, Detroit. Probably not going to happen.
Yeah, Derrick Henry's up. That's the number 2 landing spot is Detroit. But, no, I hate this game, too. Deshaun Watson has not been as effective as I thought he would be, and I'm sure Cleveland feels the same. Losing Nick Chubb, I mean, obviously it's devastating. I think Nick Chubb is a top three running back in the league. Well, the problem is that, you know, I don't like Watson. I love Cleveland's defense. I thought Ford did a great job in Nick Chubb's absence. I mean, Ford put up a lot of good yardage last week when Chubb went out. And then they go and sign Kareem Rush back to the lineup, who that was a great tandem with Chubb for the last few years. I think Cleveland's going to win the game. I mean, obviously they're at home. It's going to be a defensive struggle. I mean, I would take the under on this game. But I think Cleveland's defense is going to be the difference.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning that. Seth, where are you, Tennessee or Cleveland?
No, I wanted to take Tennessee last week. I got talked out of it. I'm going with Tennessee this week. Yeah, Chubb's out of your lineup. Dude, that's a big factor. F you, Cleveland.
Yeah, that's going to hurt. But you're right, though. I mean, they did have some of that guy was doing some yards. So I think Cleveland can bounce back.
Derrick Henry is going to run all over Cleveland. Derrick Henry is going to get 238 yards.
Well, I don't think so. I think Cleveland's defense is going to stop him.
They might get more.
So,
Derrick Henry's averaging 3.6 this year. I'm not worried about him.
So far, it's two games. Two games.
He's old. He's like 30-something. He's done. He's washed up. It's over.
Yeah, he dropped out.
Brother X, where are you? I know you love your Cleveland Browns. So you're going to pick them this week?
Well, to be honest, I love them both the same. So I hope they both lose.
Yep.
Crap. Tennessee.
Okay.
Crap. I just dropped the ball, Tennessee. I don't have anything to say to argue it. I'm just doing it because I don't want to do it.
You gotta pick somebody.
You gotta pick somebody.
I don't
Lou.
Yes.
Where are you on this one, Cleveland or Tennessee? And they're in Cleveland.
You might find it surprising, but I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Tennessee! I think it's going to be a good game. I don't think either team walks over
that.
Either team.
I will definitely agree with that, but
yeah.
I wish they wouldn't play. I wish they would just both
stay
home.
It's not a sexy game.
Turkey
all.
And
no, no, but like it's going to be a close game, and if you had tickets to that game live and you were there, you'd be like, "That was a good football game." It's going to be a good football game.
Yeah,
I think maybe team breaks 20.
Right. What did you say the over under was? 30 something. What did you say it was?
38. 38.
Yeah.
That's pretty low.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll probably see, 17 to 10, something like that. Who knows?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, as one of the lowest of the week, yeah, this is not going to be a high-scoring game. But watch this be the highest-scoring game of the week, because that's how the NFL works in week three.
All right, now Carolina in Seattle. Seattle should get another win out of this. They're in Seattle, but Seattle loves to lose at home. Brother X will attest to that. What are the numbers on this, Seth?
The Carolina Panthers playing against the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are giving 5.5 points against Carolina. And the over-under is 42, which is pretty low.
Well, all right, Brother X, I know you love your Carolina. and you can't go against your home team. So what are you going to do?
Skip me. I'm going with Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a no-brainer. Isn't the redheaded stepchild starting in Carolina?
Oh, I don't know. Is he?
Dalton. I think Dalton is starting this week. Am I wrong?
I heard
Piper?
His name somewhere.
Did Bryce Young get hurt?
But, yeah, dude, if he's your starting quarterback, you're out.
No, let me double check. Let me double check. There's a lot of things going, coming, and going.
He's not playing. Bryce Young is out. Bryce Young's out.
Yeah, but is Dalton the
Yeah,
one?
Set for week three start. Andy Dalton, set for week three.
Yep.
Okay.
Good. I love Andy Dalton, man.
You can love him all you want. He's probably your child.
No, he literally is the redhead stepchild. In the
That's
NFL,
he's probably your redheaded stepchild.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll claim him.
Yeah, I wasn't picking them with Bryce Young starting. I'm not picking them with Carrot Top starting.
you're going to go with
just watch. The guy, Dalton, is not bad. He may have a standout day, something that's never been seen before. It could possibly happen.
Well, they're
he's
in Seattle, so yes, it
Listen,
could happen.
The guy's made it to the NFL. He's not bad.
Well,
so,
yeah, and I can pull into a McDonald's tonight when the ice cream machine will work. Yeah.
Yes.
Both
exactly.
Could happen.
Listen, it happens every other week.
Well, Seth,
well,
are you going to...
You get the point, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I see it. Absolutely. Seth, where are you on this? Seattle?
You have to be.
Yep.
Yeah.
Viper, I take it you the same?
Yep.
Yep, and Lou, you going to go against the grain here? Take one for the team?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to go Carolina?
Yeah, no, it's Carolina.
What?
No, Lou.
What?
Can Lou hear
Panthers.
You?
Yeah, I'm going Panthers.
Oh, great. Oh, hey, I like it. Well, look, I like it.
Hey,
let's
hear a little bit about that. I want to hear why.
I'm not sold on Atlanta. Okay, maybe they had, one good game so far, but, Falcons, the way they've been over the years, ever since the debacle of the Super Bowl, I don't see them, still doing that well. I'm still
No, this is Carolina in Seattle.
Oh, wait. In that case, I think I'm going to take – even though you say that the Seahawks don't win at home and only win at home, I still think maybe they're capable of beating the Panthers. And the Panthers are kind of like a little bit injury hits. So that might be an advantage for Seattle, or they call them the sleaze bags. I'll explain that another time.
No,
so
they
Seattle.
Yeah. So you're saying there's a chance.
Awesome.
All right. Next game. This should be a no-brainer. I don't even have to get the numbers, but I know they got to be double digits. This is Chicago Bears in Kansas City. What are the numbers?
Holy
shit. Chicago Bears are playing against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are giving away 12.5 points, and the over.
Oh, Lord.
I thought.
Hey, look, I'll
tell
you this.
Oh, no, it depends on where it opens and where it closes, Lou.
Hey, Kansas City goes
It opened it
9.5.
Yeah,
they go at least 14. I think they might go 17.
No, in Chicago, with all their problems that they've been
airing out. Yeah. Against Kansas City at home? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Go ahead. All right.
Did you hear what happened to the defensive coordinator in Chicago?
Yes, he had to resign. They said, get out of town, man. Here's your bus ticket. Get out of here. Well, we're going to start with Piper. Well, he resigned because Chicago doesn't have a defense. It was either you resign or, you know, the mob is going to run you out of town. And, you know,
I don't know if I shared it with you guys, but we all everyone's going to Kansas City. We all know that, but I don't know if I shared this with you guys.
Yeah.
But they had 27 career starts comparison of Fields to Mitchell Trubisky. Trubisky's better than Fields.
Wow.
Almost every category, he's better than Fields. And they ran Trubisky out. So Fields ain't the answer. Move on. Kansas City.
Yeah. And, well, I think their defensive coordinator, I mean, you know, the guy, I mean, he just looked like he looked out of place. He looks a little lost. And so, but it's not going to matter. Chicago's going to be a bad team for another 10 years. Moving on, Dallas in Arizona. Now, Dallas loses the Bigs for the rest of the year. May not be
so
that
what?
Big of a deal. You're playing Arizona. Arizona is a hot, wet mess, although their Boggs, I think. He's looking like he's wanting to go out and play. But the rest of the team is just really bad. So this should be a pretty easy one. Seth, what are the numbers? Dallas in Arizona.
Dallas Cowboys against the Arizona Cardinals.
Ten.
The Cardinals are getting 13 points at home in Glendale, Arizona. And the over-under is 43. I'm going with Dallas, and you guys can convince about yourself.
Well, anyway, I think this is kind of a no-brainer, and I want to move on so we can talk about some of these other games so we don't run out of time. Is anybody brave to pick Arizona?
No.
I didn't think
so.
Cowboys.
Brother X, have you had one too many beers? You want to try an Arizona pick, like a Jacksonville pick, or...
There's
not enough
alcohol.
Yeah.
Not induced.
Well, he's got good enough wins for this year so far. Go to the next game.
All right. We got Pittsburgh in Las Vegas, one of the oldest rivalries. I love this game.
I know.
But what do we do with it? Neither one of them are Pittsburgh and neither one of them are the Raiders. What do we do, Seth? What's the numbers?
Let's bring back the old boys and let them play.
Yeah, let Terry Bradshaw get out there, the old crippled.
Yeah. Freaking Howie Long. Some of the boys, let him play.
Just let him fight.
Lyle Alzado's skeleton.
Yeah.
I bet
Lyle skeleton could probably take care of a few of these weaklings.
Skeleton is giving away 1.5 points, and the over-under is 43.5.
Yeah, this is another pick 'em. This could be another tie. I mean, we could have literally three or four different ties. Brother X, what do you do with this? Where are you going with this?
Well, I'm just going to go pit again. I've done it 3 weeks in a row. They haven't disappointed me too much. But, yeah, Pittsburgh this week again. I'm just doing it.
Yeah.
Game over.
Well, they're both 1-1, and it is like, you know, they're kind of even. Looks like what's his name with Pittsburgh? I kind of thought he'd come out a little. He kind of struggled a little bit, but yeah.
Oh, Dick is he'll do it.
He'll come back. So, Seth, I know you love both of these teams. So,
this is our bet. This is our bet, but we have to make it a quick pick. So, I'm only going Raiders because I think this will be a lesson to be learned for Pittsburgh, and it's going to be a close game, and they're going to. It's all going to be, like, within 3 or 4 points. So, it's okay.
And Pittsburgh's got the short week. Pittsburgh's come off short
week. I'm fine, too.
Yeah, so, Viper, where are you on this?
Well, Pittsburgh's got short week, and they're going on the road. But I actually think I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Going Pittsburgh. Okay, good good pick. Lou, where are you on this? Pittsburgh or Vegas?
I'll go with the Steelers.
Nice pick. A lot of people going. I was thinking about picking them, but I'm going with the Raiders only because I don't know why. I guess maybe just as I want them to. So we're going to go there. All right, next game. Philadelphia Eagles at and I really love this game. I had a dream that Mayfield spanked them, came back from behind. They beat them. I had so many dreams of Tampa Bay beating Philadelphia. I don't think it's possible. I do like the way Tampa Bay is playing. I think they will show up. I think Philadelphia is a much better team, but I might pick Tampa just to do it. But, Seth, what are the numbers on this? It can't be too far apart.
The Philadelphia Eagles are actually giving away 5 points against the hometown team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's
and the
high.
Overall game is 45.
Well, actually, I think it
about
should
right,
be a lot.
But, I think the spread high.
No, well, Tampa Bay... I think the reason why it is closer is because Tampa Bay is not the Tampa Bay everybody thought they were going to be, where they just weren't going to win anything. They were, you know, and they showed they got a little bit
ball.
Of something. And
they're playing
but,
ball, man.
Right. But Philly still is, you know, the better team and should be Tampa Bay. Viper?
Actually, if you talk about teams that are very equal to each other in the NFC, because the AFC is way different. That's a very competitive division, that whatever. But the Seattle Seahawks and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what they have in common are two great receivers. I mean, Lockett and Metcalf. And then you got Evans and Godwin. I mean, seriously, anybody, please stop me if you don't see some awesome wide receiver combos. Stop me.
Yeah, but we're talking about Tampa Bay and Eagles.
So, okay, we got 5 minutes left on each of these. I don't know. I really want to talk about this and have some time. But real quick, Viper, does Tampa Bay have an avenue? Because I really want to pick them, and I think they could if really, you know, blinks, but I don't think they will. It's a stupid pick, but what is your take on this game here? We lost Viper, I think.
Yeah, 10 days rest. It's got to be Philadelphia this game.
Yeah, I think that's smart money, absolutely. Seth, where are you on this?
What, Philly and Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
I'm going to Tampa Bay at home.
Yep, I'm going to go with them, too, just because I hate Philly. I hate them. I despise them. Brother X, where are you? Philly or Tampa?
Well, I'm taking my dollar out of my pocket, and it's got to be smart. It's my last dollar, so I got to go Eagles.
All right. Lou, where are you on this, Lou?
I hate to say it, but I'm going to go with the Eagles.
There you go. Eagles, well, you know what? Something tells me, and if Tampa Bay does beat the Eagles, just imagine the great commercials that we're going to start seeing again. I mean, that's
hey,
going to be great if he could beat them.
Listen, I would love to see Tampa beat them. I just, unfortunately, don't believe today it's possible.
No, but I'm going to give up a pick for this week, and it's worth it, because as much as hatred as
I
have towards
the
Eagles, I will sacrifice a pick. I will sacrifice it, and I'm going to root for Tampa. All right, last game. These are two Monday night games. The first game is Philadelphia in Tampa Bay at 7:15 Eastern. I don't know why the NFL is doing this, but they're doing it. And then an hour later, the Rams play in Cincinnati. Now, the last I heard, did Burrow make it on the DL, or are they still screwing around? What are they doing with Burrow? Have you heard?
I have not heard. I don't know if anyone else has, but oh boy.
Let's find out.
I know that they got A.J. McCarron off the practice squad, so he still listed as questionable. Honestly,
Boomer Esiason.
I don't know that it matters. I mean, if he does play, he's not 100%. And
right.
I think he's 100%. The Bengals win, but play or not play, he's not 100% or he's out. I'm actually taking the Rams. The Rams are starting to put it together.
Yeah, I'm with you. And you're right. If he's not 100%, don't put him in. You know, what's the point?
They can't protect him. They can't protect him. And that's been his problem since they drafted him.
That's been their front line their whole time. That was Eric Kelly's heel.
Yep.
The pun on that.
Right.
But
that's what
stopped him from going.
Couldn't
you know.
Ever give him the time, ever give him the protection.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's his MO.
So, Seth, where are you on
well,
this?
Like Herbert.
Seth, are you Rams or the Bengals?
I'm only going to go the Bengals if Joe Burrow is there. Because obviously if he's not there, then there's no chance. But I'm still going to go the Bengals because this is a weird thing where, man, these records that these two teams have are not supposed to be here. So this guy's an important game. You better win it at home. That's all I'm saying.
So, Brother X, where are you on this? Rams or Cincinnati?
I don't care if Burrow's healthy or not. He's done nothing all season. So, no.
Yeah.
I won't pick him probably until the guy shows me something, and he hasn't yet. So, give me the Rams on this one.
Yeah, it pains me to have to pick the Rams, but I'm going to
like
have to.
I don't like doing it.
I don't either. Lou, you said differently? You're going Rams.
Rams.
Yeah. Now, do we got time here? Viper likes to play. What is that? Your lock. Yeah, we got a couple. We got
the
3
lock
minutes.
Of the week. Lock of the week, upset of the week.
Yeah. Oh, God. Upset of the week. This is a hard one. There's no way you're going to pick Chicago over Kansas City or Arizona over Dallas.
No, that's the lock of the week. That's the lock of the week. There's no way Kansas City loses that game.
I know, but what I'm saying is...
Hey, my upset would be Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
I like that upset.
Well, see, that's the only upset that you could really do. I mean, there's really not a Houston over Jacksonville, Denver over Miami, Washington over Buffalo. I mean,
hey,
well,
pick your own.
The Patriots are favored. That's an upset.
Which one?
Patriots are favored. Cleveland's favored.
Patriots are favored?
Yeah, by a couple.
Really?
I think like two and a half, something.
Two and a half.
But a lock, yeah, I think.
Raiders are favored.
Yeah.
Oh, good one. That would be a good one.
But definitely
go,
the lock, Kansas City, is definitely lockable.
You guys want to put, like, Whitestone Rock in Arizona on a property? Like, what the F? WTF. What are you guys talking about? Why?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, these games.
What about them? All right. Anyway, I do want to thank Viper. I want to thank my good friend Seth. I want to thank Brother X and Lou. Lou does have his show. It is 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., and the number to call on the screen would pop up. He's on Saturdays at 4 to 6, 512-503-4662. And anyway, I want to thank everybody. We finally got all the picks in. We ran a little bit late, but that's the way we are. We like to talk about these games. We don't just like to pick. We like to discuss. So, again, thanks, everybody. Thanks those that were in the chat room and those that do listen to us in archive. And we will see you back here next week at 6 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.